So now that we have an overall antagonistic force of the story, now I have our protagonist, right? What's the protagonistic force? So essentially, there's these characters I'm going to tell the story of to counteract the Demonculus and its ability to work into this world, the Exonet. So the Demonculus is a creature that has embedded itself into getting humans to pollute, to pervert, and to pretty much usher in the four horsemen: pestilence, war, famine, and death, right? So we have our main character, whose name is Yehoshua, and we have his best friend on Genesis. We also have other characters by the name of Sarabi, we have Gigi, we have Dr. Ferris Arciordi. And all these characters play essential parts. They have different stories, and their character arcs barely interact with another. But each of them have a part to play in stopping this creature from resurrecting. Now, Yehoshua deals with PTSD from being a soldier. The story actually opens up with him having a nightmare, a flashback of a very serious event that happened during his deployment to Afghanistan, Northern Province, Kunduz, right? And he ends up going to see a doctor at the VA. And while at the VA, he is attacked by a demon rider. And this plunges him into having to defend himself and seek out further answers, because now he's very, very sure that this demon rider that he's come in contact with while getting, some help from the VA is something that's attacked him before while he was in Afghanistan. So that character ends up having to develop supernatural abilities to go ahead and find out why these creatures hunt. And then what he's on finding out is that they pretty much torment and they create events of war because they feed on the adrenal glands that are saturated with a certain amount of, darkness, or so to speak. It's when the adrenal gland is pumped to the max because of, people that have been to war, is something that they feed on. And it's something that is a creature that has spawned because of the Demonculus, which leads him into finding out more about this. This is what spawns his character into that path, but also deals with mental issues. And that's something that I like that you said, ADC, is that your characters deal with mental issues as well, because so it's always good to have characters that deal with their own traumas and come face to face with them. Yehoshua is it, what's up?
Everyone does, eh? Like, I'm pretty sure no character is perfect, and every character, I'm pretty sure, even it might look like they already sorted themselves out, they will always have demons coming in and out.
Exactly. Now you got characters. I have an assortment of cast of characters. Like on Genesis is another character who is extremely strong. He ends up developing a unique magical ability called Enigmancy, which is pretty much he's an Enigmancer. That's the word. It's a puzzled magic. It's a magic that has no source of knowing how it works, and not even the user knows how it works or what it does. It's a very formidable magic, but and it rarely backfires. So his character arc is very focused on disease. And what I mean by that is he's a character that is very enriched in, animals and nature and love and whatnot. And in his adulthood, he ends up taking a lot of man-made prescriptions that ends up, hindering his ability to craft and create and bond with animals and nature, and it affects his magic. So his character arc goes on a path of how mankind has crippled themselves due to a lot of the big pharma companies that have pretty much, just put anything down our throats and said it was good for us. And this is something that the Demonculus has played a part in, because it's used the negativity of big pharma companies being pretty much good and evil at the same time. They have good intentions, yes, but they're very money hungry, which is greed. And that's something that plays into the part of this character, this creature resurrecting, you know? So each character that I have, each embarks on their own story that starts off character driven, and then I involve the plot, and then I make sure their character art become both character driven and plot driven. So to get to that point, like I explained to you, Mr. Wanderer, you need to create an overall antagonistic force. It doesn't need to be some evil primordial demon creature like what I had, but it needs to be something that pretty much says, this is the issue in the story. This is the good guy in the story. This is what the good guy is going to learn, and this is what the reader is going to learn by reading my story. And then this is where my story takes place. When you create those things right there, then you're able to go ahead and start branching off and creating more characters and world building. And I'm saying all this long-windedly right now, which I normally don't like to do, because I want to assure you that I will help you in every aspect. I have blank documents that I can send you that have actually, if you look in the artist chat, I put something called a blank character profile sheet. You see it?
Wait, which shot?
Go ahead and check in the artist chat.